Hello? Hello? Hello?
Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I was calling, calling about possibly getting some funding.
Okay. And did we send you something in the mail?
Yes.
Okay. Was there a 16-digit reservation number on there?
Yes.
Okay. And what are those numbers?
2511-1901-0022-1490.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, the last four?
1490.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let me pull your information up. Okay, and I have smart energy systems?
Yes.
Okay. And is this Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And the number you're calling from, is that the business line or is that a mobile number?
My mobile number.
Okay. Perfect. And are you still at the 1300 Enterprise Court address in Bel Air?
Yes.
Okay, great. So what we had sent you, Tim, is an offer for financing. And we have a few different programs here. Is there something specific you were looking to use funds for?
Two different things, I guess. One, I'm looking to hire someone to expand my what in our business is called the add-on replacement market, which is a higher margin. It's replacement existing homes, and I do heating and air conditioning.
What market was that again? I'm sorry.
Heating and air conditioning.
Oh, okay.
And like the working on existing homes and not I guess new construction.
Okay.
And I have a three things. I have a project that a large project that I'm working on. Two of them that are like $600,000.
And has that project start already or will it start?
Yes, I'm in the middle of it.
Okay.
Perfect. And so my, but what I have, and I don't know if this is the same thing or not, but I'm trying to get I guess what you call merchant cash advances that I've gotten that cost a lot of money.
Okay.
So I'm also wanting to get out from underneath that at the same time.
Do you have a working capital loan now?
Yes.
Okay. Is it one loan or is it multiple loans?
Multiple.
Okay. How many do you have?
It's listed as four. But it's the third one that I got, and they ended up doing it as two.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Who is the largest balance with?
Largest balance with, I guess, MCC, which is BizFi.
Okay. Do you know what that balance is?
I can get you exact ones on each one, but yeah, like, I don't know off the top of my head, I'm driving right now. And I got a... I got a split headache, so I'm not. I think it's
a ballpark figure.
100. I think it's 100. Probably 140, 130, something like that by now.
Okay. And the other two?
I think, 70. It's like 75 and 75.
7,500 or 75,000?
1,000.
Okay. And who are those two with, do you know?
Yeah. One was with they changed names. It's really annoying, but reliable fast cash, I think, which is also something else.
Okay.
And then the last ones, the last one that I did that I shouldn't have done was yellow something and Yellowstone and Empire.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done those.
Okay. Now, what did your business do for gross revenue last year? What are you on track to do this year?
Last year we were like $2 million, and we should be probably $3 million this year.
Okay. So let's see here. So do you think your balance is around 222?
Yeah, probably. I'm going to guess more like 250.
250? Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you have 3 or 4 loans currently?
Well, it ended up being listed as 4.
Okay.
But I still have yet to figure out how that happened. I mean, I know how it happened, but why at the 11th hour they changed it.
Okay, so you have 4 separate payments coming out?
Yes.
Okay. Does the business own any collateral? Any vehicles?
I mean,
vehicles,
I have vehicles.
You own those free and clear?
I have vehicles and tools, yes.
Okay.
And then tools, and I have a sheet metal shop.
Okay. How is your personal credit?
Maybe fair would be. I haven't looked at it recently, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So I would say fair.
600? Higher?
Yeah, like the last time was like 640, I think. 630.
Okay. So there's 2 things that we could do. Sometimes when you have 4 loans out, it's hard to give you another loan. And to pay off all those balances, we'd have to give you a loan for about $500,000. But we only lend 10 to 15% of yearly gross revenue, which would be $250 to
$300.
Okay. So that would be difficult. We do have an option because we do equipment financing here as well, where
okay.
We can take a look at collateral that you own free and clear and
okay.
Use that and lend against that to get you cash.
Okay. But that's going to be only the value of all that is what I'm guessing. I mean, it's not going to be...
How much money are you looking for?
Well, I mean, how much? Probably 300,000.
Okay. This would be closer to maybe 70,000.
Right.
I'm just guessing.
Right.
Would that be helpful at all?
Well, 70,000 would be helpful, but then that would still leave me with the other ones. Is what you're saying? Like you could do 70,000.
Yes.
Okay.
We wouldn't touch those. For right now, but then as those start to drop off, we can come in and pay some of them off and give you a new loan.
Right.
But if you're looking for the additional
right.
capital right now, just being
right.
realistic, it's really difficult when you have 4 loans.
Right. I know. That's why it was bad enough when it was 3, and then it was going from 2 to 3. I thought that was bad enough, and then.
Yeah.
I mean, they did the 2 to get, I know I did it, but it was 2 brothers, and I don't know.
This business that you went through?
Yeah, well, it was with it ended up being a broker, but, so it was all going to be Yellowstone, and then... when I got the paperwork at the, again, the 11th hour, because I needed to purchase the equipment to get a discount on the equipment. And so I had everything all set up to be able to get the discount.
Did you have financing for that?
No.
Okay. Is there any equipment? Well, let me ask you this. Okay, the equipment you just purchased, you took cash from them to purchase equipment, correct?
Yes.
When did you purchase that equipment?
I've been purchasing it basically about, I guess half the job, $30,000 a month last month, and $30,000 the month before, and then that's what I'm, and maybe that's what I'm buying equipment to put on these jobs. That's the other part of it. I mean, I probably have, oh, I don't know. And by equipment, it's heating and air conditioning equipment from carriers who I'm purchasing it from. So it'll probably be $20,000 to $30,000 a month. But you know, I have a contract for all of it.
But is it equipment that you keep at your location, or is it equipment that you're installing somewhere?
Installing.
Okay. Got it. All right. If there's any equipment that you had purchased for your own business, then we could, in a certain period of time, basically refund that money back to you and refinance that into equipment finance loan over 5 years and then give you the cash back.
So what's your definition of equipment? Maybe that's where I'm a little confused. You're saying
equipment that you would be keeping at your business, using for your business, not something that you're going to purchase and then install somewhere else. So
right.
A work
right.
vehicle, you know, a sheet metal machine or something something like
right.
that you're keeping there to use for your business.
Right.
That is something that we can work with. So any of the, if you have the work vehicles are owned free and clear, we could look at all those and then lend against that if you like, and then wait for those other balances come down, and then we can look at working capital as well.
Right.
What do you think?
Okay. Well,
I'm just trying to think outside the box.
I'm going to guess that the equipment that I have is probably valued at, you know, 520, might have $100,000 in vehicles.
The vehicles?
Vehicles and probably all the sheet metal shop equipment. You know, and then inventory, obviously, and stuff, but that's separate.
Okay. So just the vehicles, what do you think that would total?
I'd say, I don't know, $65,000, and I guess, you know, is it how do they appraise value, what they would sell for, trade in? I don't know how all that. I mean, it's over $50,000. I mean, I got one vehicle that's probably 15 to 20, and then I have vans for those are easily five. And then I have five, and then I have a truck and cars. 75 to 100,000 would be my guess.
Okay, so they'll probably lend you maybe in the 50 to 60,000 range, I would think.
Okay.
So if you think that would be helpful, I can send you what I would need to issue the approval. So we would just send you an equipment list. You'll list those vehicles, what the market value is, make, model, that sort of information.
And how do I get the market value? Just
Google it, maybe.
Okay, that's fine. That's what I mean.
And then, so to look at that, vehicles are a pretty strong asset because of market value opposed to other types of equipment. So it's good if you have you know, those pieces. And then what they'll do is they can issue an approval based off that, usually within a day.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay,
so
yeah, I guess
email
send
that to you.
Me.
Okay, what is a good email address for you?
TRICKEY at smartenergysystems, that's plural, dot biz, B-I-Z as in zebra.
Okay, I'm sorry. Smart Energy.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, the beginning part you didn't hear. Dot biz, B-I-Z.
Oh, dot B-I-Z. Okay, got it.
And then the beginning was T-R-I-C-K-E-Y.
Okay,
at
perfect.
smartenergysystems.biz.
Okay. So give me a few minutes. I will send that over exactly what we need. And
okay.
We do the working capital, but I just don't want to lead you down the wrong path and waste your time when I know it's going to be very extremely difficult to issue an approval in that program right now.
Right. Right. I understand.
You know, if you give us a month or two, we can definitely relook at that and hopefully pay off a significant amount of that balance. But right now, I think this would be your best bet if you needed some additional funding.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go back and find out what the exact balance is.
Okay.
And then, you
can email that back to me, too.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
All right.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'll send this over shortly. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Bye.